Yeah, this is David McGilvery here for Citizen Relay at Cairn Ryan for the arrival of the torch over from Belfast. I'm here with Russell Brown, the local MP for the area. Russell, what's going to be happening here tonight?
Well, quite clearly, the flame will arrive. It will be kept here in Cairn Ryan before it is moved first thing tomorrow morning, just about 5:30 to Stranraer. This is the first time that the Olympic flame has ever come onto Scottish soil, so everyone's enthusiastic. I know it's a bit of a dreek night, as we say here, but at the end of the day, the enthusiasm is there. We've got youngsters singing, we've got people of all ages right across Scotland taking part in the torch relay. It's history in the making, and I think everyone really wants to be part of it. But tomorrow will be the starting point for us here. I'm confident we'll get people out in the street. I know it's got to be a pretty miserable and windy night, but listen, the weather doesn't prevent people from taking part in history.
What does it mean for Dumfries and Galloway to have the torch, the first local authority area in Scotland to have the torch?
Well, initially, it has to be recognised that Dumfries and Galloway was never in the itinerary, but there was a one-day gap in there, and I, along with the local community here, made the case we've got to have that torch. The fact it was coming across from Northern Ireland, it made sense to bring it here, take it on into Ayrshire and up into Glasgow. And the thing is, it will also end in Dumfries and Galloway before it crosses the border back into Cumbria. So we're all enthusiastic, and I just hope people enjoy it on the sunny days as well as the wet, windy days.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.